Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Nothing says welcome home like a hidden body in the basement. It's Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
Overshadowing all of this, all of the Karen Reed trial and many other cases, is Trooper Michael Proctor, who is actually going to be at a hearing in the next handful of days. Figuring out his future, so to speak, or lack thereof with law enforcement. Hopefully, for the sake of all these cases and anyone in the future, he's removed, but we'll see. But he's up for it. And his wrongdoing in this that we are aware of is, you know, a lot of unprofessional talk about Karen that really kind of shows a lot of bias in an investigator who shouldn't be very biased. There's a lot of question of evidence planting. That's not proven, but there's a lot of things that we can look at and go, that seems like you're tipping the scales a little bit. How do you think this is going to play out, especially, you know, if he is removed from the force here in the next handful of days? I know he's on unpaid leave, but if he's officially fired, removed, either way, he's going to be a black eye to the prosecution in all of this. How much more weight does it put on if he's completely removed now because of this?
You know, first, let's talk about the impact of the Karen Reed case. Yeah. I think it could be substantial, because that's really the whole thing defense is arguing is that, hey, this is governmental misconduct. This is a conspiracy. This is underhanded stuff that was going on. And look, their lead investigator, one of the lead investigators, has been fired from the force. So believe us, jury. That's what defense is going to say. And then on top of that, there's going to be a cascading effect of negative influence on any case this dude touched. And so the government really has their hands full with this substantial problem.
I mean, how can they argue that? Can they go to the jury and say, look, yeah, he was totally a bad apple. We got rid of him once we were aware of it. And his involvement in the case wasn't anything more than being an asshole and very inappropriate on text messages. But I think that there's so much up to question on that. Does it go all the way to he was involved in a murder or something? I mean, I think that gets a little too far on the other side. But when you put a little bit of weight on something where there's already, you know, she's going to hang herself, if you will, just because of where the vehicle was and the evidence that exists, you don't necessarily need to add more evidence to it. And I think there's a lot of question that may have happened here. Again, never been proven, but it'll be interesting to see if anything more comes out on that angle. But once you have the stink there, it's hard to get that out.
It's not going away, and it's hard to neutralize to the jury because, you know, you go in there as the prosecutor. I'm a former prosecutor, and you want to be the folks wearing the white hats, and you're doing the right thing, and you're seeking justice, and it's these shady defense attorneys who are mucking things up. But when you have one of your witnesses who is engaged in allegedly disgraceful conduct, it really sours the impression of righteousness that the prosecution has towards the jury. And so, and I think it plays into the defense's conspiracy theory as well. Going to be hard to neutralize. They're going to have to say something like, hey, everybody's human and every profession has bad apples, I guess.
Yeah, that will be very fascinating, because I'm sure he will be on that stand as long as he's in existence when that comes around. Let me ask you this about Proctor. Why stick around for all of this? Obviously, he's on unpaid leave. He knows that everything is about to hit the fan and it's not going to work out well for him. Why not just say, guys, I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm moving away. Or in something like this, is it, well, we're still going to investigate you anyway, and you're going to be required to show up these hearings, whether you quit or not?
You know, certainly professional pride can come into play in these matters. You know, he probably thinks, or perhaps he thinks, that he was not overly in the wrong and made some off-color comments or whatever, but he's a good cop otherwise. Mm-hmm. And maybe he's trying to, you know, take a stand for himself on that front. But it's continuing to spiral south, and it's very public. And yeah, some might say, hey, why don't you just kind of cut your losses and call it good and start anew? But that's not where we're at.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it also helps us understand more why we are where we're at. If someone's just going to keep doubling down on their own kind of twisted prism of how they handle things. There's other cases here. Brian Walsh case, that's the Anna Walsh who was murdered, dismembered New Year's in 23. That one seems to be, I know Proctor was at the beginning of this investigation in existence, I guess you could say. That case, I don't know. I mean, unless Proctor made up all of Brian Walsh's Google searches, I think that one is kind of there. But Sandra Birchmore, that's certainly a questionable one. That's where you have a young woman, 23-year-old, who had been being violated by another member of law enforcement since the age of, I believe, 12 in the Police Explorer program. She ends up pregnant. The officer allegedly kills her, but it's ruled a suicide. And who's there when it's ruled a suicide and another officer likely killed her? Michael Proctor. That's a big problem. I think that one might even be, in terms of oversight or overstepping his bounds, I think this might end up overshadowing Karen Reed once this all gets litigated.
Very possible. And you know, what he does is he carries kind of this ominous black cloud with him now. And if there's ever any future trials in these cases, you know, the defense is going to paint him like a total villain. And juries want to see fairness in investigations. They want to see fairness in the process. And when that's not there, that can really call into question, you know, the accuracy of what the prosecution's saying and whether the jury just wants to side with the prosecution or not. And so these sort of intangible human factors that come into play when viewing someone's misconduct are very much present at the jury trial phase.
Is it harder to be a juror today than it would have been 25, 50 years ago? Is there more trickery involved, if you will? And I'm not trying to say lies or anything, but certainly there's tactics used. That's how it works. It is what it is. That's how our system is. You got to convince the side to see it your way. But it just seems like there's, when we have all these expert witnesses, like my expert's better than your expert, has it always been like this? Or have we gone into new bounds and we see what works better? And it's like the NFL is not the same as it was 25 years ago either.
Oh, of course. No, I think it's certainly gotten more difficult. You look at trials from the 1800s, and I've reviewed many of them. And it's, you know, there's a murder trial and there's this witness who hears a guy confess allegedly to a murder. And then there's another witness who heard the day before a woman screaming in the guy's house. And then there's, you know, some sort of material in the guy's house that they find. That's what the jurors have to digest. Now we're talking about high level technical issues. We're talking about the emergence of AI and the emergence of fabricating information or manipulating and modifying information in a misleading way. So they jurors definitely have a tougher time now, I think, getting to the truth than they did before.
Yeah, they almost have to be the investigator themselves and be able to vet things that otherwise would have relied on an expert for, except you have one expert here now saying I'm an expert and this is right, and I'm over here saying this is my right, and they're conflicting, so it makes it even harder. I do not envy anyone that's going to be on this jury when the trial resumes, supposedly in April, for Karen Reed.
Yeah, we'll see if we get there by that time. But considering there was a mistrial in the first one, I think we can expect some pretty interesting stuff and a really tough fight on the second one.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.